Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Confirm is a two-year-old UK company that's made a fast impact. It's among the third round of NSTIC winners announced in mid-September. Andrew Nash is founder and CEO of Confirm.
The company was formed in response to dealing with a set of problems that we were perceiving in the identity systems. There was no way to deal with the operational issues or the kind of like ecosystem-wide knowledge about things that were going on that actually make the system run smoother and also help us detect fraud. So Confirm was constructed to take a look at what kind of approaches might we be able to use to make the identity ecosystem and online identities more effective and safer. One of the first deliverables that we created was a white paper for the UK government digital services, which described a model called the shared signals model. And we have basically been working from that abstract model to come up with more concrete mechanisms to talk about how identity information can be shared between participants in a way that allows you to understand what's going on across the ecosystem.
Confirm was working on discovery projects with the UK government. The shared signals model kept being mentioned as part of the concept of sharing technology between governments to more effectively create trusted identities.
As a result of that, the NSTIC folks chatted with us a couple of times and said, hey, why don't you apply? Initially, I was somewhat reticent. And the reason was, being a relatively small and very focused company, the amount of effort and engagement necessary to deal with NSTIC pilots is non-trivial. It's extremely large. So we were somewhat concerned about whether or not this would be net positive or not, but we were encouraged that this would be a useful approach to broadening understanding and getting more public engagement with what was going on. So we were eventually convinced, which kicked us off on about a nine-month journey to get ourselves into the process for applying for an NSTIC grant.
Confirm was awarded $2.4 million over 2 years. Nash says the fundamental infrastructure, software, and technologies have already been built at a prototype level. So the grant money will be used to demonstrate how companies and consumers can minimize their loss when criminals create fake accounts or take over existing online accounts.
I'm assuming that at some point on a financial account or a bank account or a telco account, you've had to hit the password reset button for getting back into your online account. Almost invariably, what will happen in that process is that you will hit the button, fill in some information. The email address or SMS address that's recorded for you in association with that account is used as a trusted communication channel. So you'll get a URL turn up at your email account, for example. You'll click on it. It will take you back to the site. And now the site's actually got a fairly high level of confidence that you're the person that owns the account and should be allowed to reset the password. All of this works fine right up until the point that the email account has been subverted. So if someone else is in control of your email account, the person who's hitting the password reset is probably also the person who's about to get control of your financial account. Would it be useful if the email providers could share some information that said, this email account is now suspect, you should do some additional work before you trust this account reset process? So what we're talking about here is basically a shared mechanism for passing information about accounts between various participants to try to catch and detect these kinds of problems. We are engaging with a range of companies in the email space, the online retailer space, the mobile network space, and a number of others. It turns out we have about 20-something use cases in the enterprise, consumer, government, range of different kinds of places. And so we are looking at building out a series of use cases which look at how can we share information between these participants. But there's some very key kind of characteristics here. Firstly, we hide the information about who publishes the event. The reason for that is we're actually aiming to protect brands to make them feel more comfortable that sharing information is actually something it's okay for them to do. Secondly, we want to ensure that the user that's associated with this event, that their privacy is maintained and that we keep them separate in some sense from this communication. So, for example, we don't ever know who you actually are as a real person. What we're doing is sharing account level information that allows you to understand how this internetwork or connection of all of these accounts that you have built up over time, how something that happens to one account manager might be useful for another one to know in order to keep you safe, but we want to actually hide your identity to the best of our ability in that process.
Confirm isn't releasing information yet about its half dozen partners in the pilot project, but we know they include an email provider, a mobile operator, and multiple e-commerce sites. Nash says the NSTAKE pilot funding is so valuable, partly because this is a very early concept.
What we're looking at here is an opportunity to fund these mechanisms in a way that let us prove progressively validation points that let us show that the kinds of things we're setting out to do, hiding the brands of the participants, keeping safe the identity of the users that are, or the, you know, the real world identities, making sure that that can stay safe, demonstrating the capabilities of the system. All of those sorts of things are still in play right at the moment because it's a fairly early system. But in many respects, that's kind of what the NSTIC grants were designed to do, which is if this was obviously a fully economic system at this point, then everyone would already be paying to use it. So we're in a bootstrapping mode for the concept. Everyone that hears about it completely agrees with us. So we have about 10 partners currently that are engaged with us in the US, and we have about 6 or 7 that we're talking to in the UK. Obviously, they're separate projects and different, but the use cases are related and supporting in terms of validation points.
Confirm has become a primary source on this kind of information sharing. The company designed the concept, wrote the white papers, and is immersed in discovery projects. Now, Nash says they have the chance to make real-world changes.
Here's part of the reason why we really like this. We are actually providing value that's independent of identity technologies, protocols, and infrastructures. So, for example, even if we never move off onto the technologies we're all hoping to get into, OpenID Connect, OAuth, UMA, a whole range of, you know, what are very valuable new techniques that improve trusted identities, we can actually improve the value of just really stupid password-based systems right now. And so we can actually make an impact over the next year or two that will directly improve the trust and the confidence in consumer identities right now. So obviously there's an adoption curve like any of this. The identity ecosystem where we started out, you know, 6, 8, 10 years ago was pretty simple. You know, we only had a couple of players and participants. Now we've got identity providers, relying parties, attribute providers, attribute exchanges. We've got validation services. The list goes on and on and on. There are a lot of participants. So knowing something's happening in one place that might affect another is really important. What if you have used an identity provider and you change your password at that identity provider, but you've still got sessions open to all of these relying parties? Right at the moment, there's no way to convey to those relying parties that a password reset's occurred and that they ought to tear down all of those sessions and reestablish them. We have no way to do that. And that's true even in OpenID Connect and OAuth and a bunch of these other things. Something that happens at Apple ultimately can affect your Twitter account in terms of takeovers. So being able to share that information to avoid these cascading kinds of attacks, that's really useful. We're actually really excited about the potential to have a major impact on improving trust and privacy mechanisms around this whole identity space. We've now got to the point where we've got lots of great technologies and protocols. When you actually look at the ecosystem as a whole, though, we're seeing this great gaping space which relates to how do you make the thing run in an effective way. And so we're now moving out of just the straight low-level protocols and technology into an area where we need to be able to make this an operational reality. So we think this is a really exciting time and opportunity. We've got a lot to learn. You know, we have no doubt about that whatsoever. But we think that we've got some pretty good starting points, and a lot of folks agree with us that this is at least a great place to kick off this kind of pilot activity.
Andrew Nash is CEO of Confirm, one of the winners in the third round of NSTIC pilot grants. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.